And welcome in to GameDaySportsRadio.com and Inside the Numbers, where we take a look at all the top games of the week, brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto Home Life Property, many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent. Find out how State Farm can help you. If you're in the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. He's at 2685 Pelham Parkway. Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119. Get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. It is that time of the year where we're getting ready to find out who's going to the Super Bowl. It's Championship Sunday. And as always, on Inside the Numbers, we're joined by Mike Bernard from OTM Sports based out in Las Vegas. Mike, Championship Sunday's here. You got to be excited.
Absolutely. Down to the Final Four, and we've got really the four best teams.
I think so, too. As you said, we're down to four teams battling to get to Atlanta in a couple of weeks for Super Bowl 53, just right up the road for me here. And there's an old tried and true adage that defense wins championships, but Championship Sunday, it's going to feature the top four offenses in the NFL. First up, we've got the Rams and the Saints in the NFC Championship game. That's going to be from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome down in New Orleans. It's a 3:05 kick on Fox. Both these teams come in at 13-3 during the regular season. Of course, 14-3 if you count their playoff win. This is a rematch from early November in the Superdome. The Saints jumped out to a pretty good lead on Los Angeles in that one, and then they held on to win 45-35.
Yeah, Saints led that meeting back in November 35-17 at the half. And then both teams, you know, in that game, both teams lit it up the first two quarters. The Rams were actually favored by 1.5 points in that game. This game, the Saints are favored by 3 or 3.5. Totals anywhere from 56 to 57. But, Coach, both of these teams look a little different than they did in November. The Saints' defense, they shut out the Eagles the last three quarters last weekend. And the Rams, they're really focusing more on that run game.
That they are. Last week, the Rams' running game was very impressive against pretty good Dallas defense. Now, we know that Jared Goff and Drew Brees, they're going to still throw it all around. But it's going to take all phases of the game to win this one, I believe. Now, you mentioned the Saints' defense against Philly. That defense has allowed 14 points or less in 6 of their last 9 games. But we could still see another high-scoring game with all the offensive firepower. But it is the playoffs. And even coaches like Sean McVay and Sean Payton, that, you know, they're known as risk-takers, they seem to focus more on clock management and ball control the later that we get into the season. Now, how important is all of that, you say? Well, last week, the Eagles led the Saints 14-10 at the half, and the Eagles got the ball first in the third quarter. 3 and out, punt the Saints back up inside their own 10, no big deal. But guess what? New Orleans chews up 11 minutes and 29 seconds of the clock in the third quarter. They go 92 yards, use 18 plays, and they take their first lead of the game 17-14. Mike, that one drive just demoralized Philadelphia.
It did, and it was very impressive. It was like watching Army, how Army chews up the clock. Of course, New Orleans had to go for take some risk and go for fourth downs, but they got it, and that shows why Sean Payton takes risk at the right time. And that drive was against the best red zone defense in the entire league. Look, it won't surprise me if this game does turn into a track meet or if it stays under the 56 or 57 points. The offenses are ranked 2nd and 4th, but the defenses are ranked 2nd and 5th in the league.
And both these teams, they have great running backs at their disposal. The Rams have Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson. Gurley, solid all year, over 1,200 yards. Did miss a couple of late-season games with an injury, but that really kind of turned out to be a blessing because Anderson comes in, and he more than adequately filled in there. Nice late-season pickup for L.A. Anderson was in his 5th year with the Broncos and rushed for over 1,000 yards in 2017, but then he was released by Denver and then cut by both the Panthers and the Raiders this season before finding a niche with the Rams. The Saints, they're going to counter with Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. Both these guys started their college careers at Alabama under Nick Saban. Ingram was the Tide's first Heisman Trophy winner and, of course, star of the 2009 National Championship team. Kamara, he just never could fit in at Alabama, couldn't adjust to Saban, and he ends up at Tennessee after a stint at a junior college out in Kansas. Now, some thought that these two personalities couldn't coexist in the same backfield, and I have to say I was one of those guys. However, they've complemented each other very nicely, and they seem to get along pretty good off the field. Both teams bring solid rushing attacks into this matchup, and as is the case in so many games, and especially you and I believe this, teams that establish the run and keep the other offense on the sideline, they greatly improve their chances of winning.
No doubt about it. Agreed. Rushing numbers and time of possession will most likely be the two most important numbers in this game, other than the points on the scoreboard. And history and trends lean to the Saints and over in this game. The home teams covered 7 straight in the series. 5 of the last 6 meetings in New Orleans have gone over. I don't have a strong play on either the side or the total, but right now I'm leaning to the over, even though it's a postseason game.